Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Okay, we had a chance to hear from Joe Flacco just moments ago. You listened to it, as we'd like to bring you all the big press conferences here on The Fan. I just feel like the clock's ticking behind him, Jeff. And it's a weird way to watch your football team. What'd you get out of the press conference? Let's start there, because I always like to start there.
I don't want to interpret this, so I'm not going to harp on it. Joe's been terrific in press conferences. I really enjoy listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
He says good things.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem to have a lot of enthusiasm today. And that's not fair for me to say. I just think he's been so good. He seemed a little flat today. If I was being asked to throw 45 times a game and we can't put up more than 17 points, I'd probably be a little flat too.
Give me a path where Flacco starts the rest of the season. You got one?
Yeah. They deem Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders not fit to play at the NFL level yet.
Sanders, I kind of see that. I understand that, and just by the positioning of where he is on the team, and I hate to say where he got drafted, but where he got drafted, I just wonder what it's going to take for them to put Gabriel out on the field. Like, who makes that call, and why would they make that call? If they win this week, Joe Flacco, I think they need to get Flacco under 40 throws a game, okay? And I do think they need to get the running game over 20 if they can pull that off. Again, they're going to see Micah Parsons this week. And so that's all anyone keeps talking about, how he's all over the field and how he's just going to make things even crazier for the Browns defense or Browns offense when they try to go up against. Can I
throw one at you?
Sure.
I know the whole rookie quarterback thing. All right, we all know that.
It's, right.
If a guy has a chance to sit and look and watch, I get that. We all understand. And I think in most cases, it's a valid point. Dillon Gabriel is 24 years old. He'll be 25 before this season comes to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in college playing college football for 6 years. And he's known for his processing and decision making. And he threw over 2,100 passes in college. Wouldn't you think he's ready to play?
Well,
and he played at Oklahoma and Oregon.
I mean, he's 26, right?
No, he's 24. He'll be 25.
24. That makes him, what, 4 years younger than Brandon Whedon was when he started, right?
Something well, Brandon like Whedon, you know, Brandon was busy trying to be a Yankee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like Jackson Dart, who's like 21.
No, I understand that.
I mean, this is a guy, he's going to be 25.
Maybe that's one of the reasons they like him, too, is because he isn't your typical right out of college, super young, David Njoku, 19-year-old, right? I mean, that's not what we're seeing. And
with that in mind, it seems like it's only a matter of time before they put him on the field.
It is. And don't you think Kevin wants that too? I see Kevin. When I hear Kevin, I know Kevin's not giving us a whole lot.
Yeah. I do not understand the reason for playing Joe Flacco now. Because I don't think the rest of the team is built to win big. You know, if you had veterans all around at all the skill positions and everything else, okay, I get it. Joe might give you a best chance to win. I don't know that Joe gives you a better chance to win than Dylan right now. And you're clearly building for the future. So you might want to get a look at this guy and get a long look at him.
Am I wrong by saying give this thing till halftime of this week's game? If they're in the game this week, again, I'm sorry, I'm going to bring it up again. 3-0 teams don't make the playoffs. And I know it's not about making the playoffs because I can't find anybody that thinks that they're going to make the playoffs at this point.
0-3.
0-3. What did I say? 3-0. Sorry. I was being optimistic.
Mentally. I like that. I like that a lot.
0-3 teams aren't going there. They're just not. They don't. They don't. Historically, they don't. History tells you, forget about it. So, and what does Kevin have to lose by playing Gabriel now? What does he have to lose?
Job.
But how? If they're going to go 0-3 to start the season against Green Bay, and I know Dan will give you a little bit of hope and excitement to think that they can get better. There's a part of me that just says, and by the way, if he threw, and I know they're not going to do this, but if he threw Sanders out there on Sunday and they were losing 21, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, you're going to go in pecking order, and right now the pecking
order
is...
The only reason I'm doing that.
Yeah, right now the pecking order is Gabriel Sanders.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Weird things seem to happen when you get to these situations, don't they?
I just look at the three quarterbacks who are here, and it's why it screams to me that Deshaun's going to play when he's healthy, unless one of the rookies.
You just changed on that theory too, didn't you?
Well, I've just been looking at the three quarterbacks who are here and knowing that they have two first rounders for next year, and it's real clear what's going to happen.
I just feel like we're driving on the same.
If one of the guys goes in at quarterback,
you know what? We're on Jeff.
If Joe happens to start playing a little better, and I'm not faulting his game, he's been okay. Threw for 290 yards against the Bengals. If Joe's playing okay and they start to win some games, there's no need to play Deshaun. There's no need to make a change. If they keep losing games, it doesn't do you any good to play Joe. It might not do you any good to play Dylan or Shadur. Because you're just looking at me. I'm looking at next year, and I know you have two first-round picks, and you're going to take a guy. And that's why I would play Deshaun.
Let me ask you.
Because Deshaun, if he goes out and plays really well and you're going to take a guy, maybe somebody will give you something for him.
if you play Deshaun Watson, you may as well play the rest of these games at BW Stadium and shove that thing in the lake. Because
no,
that's
I disagree,
the last
Dano.
Human being that anybody wants to watch play there, in a Browns there, uniform.
But by the way, is there anybody that doesn't think this is going to be Little Lambo this week?
You will turn off your entire fan base. If
do, do you think our stadium is going to be Little Lambo this week? You tell me. Will it be Little Lambo? Yes or no?
No.
Not yet.
No.
It's close.
No.
Not yet.
Almost there.
I just look at the quarterbacks who are here and I just think, play any one of them. It doesn't truly matter.
Here's another thing that bothers me, okay? Go back a year ago when they decided that to make the path clear for Deshaun Watson, they were going to let Joe Flacco go, right? We're on the same page?
No.
Everybody agree with me on that?
No.
They made the path very clear for Deshaun by letting Joe go after the year they made the playoffs.
I'm not going to say the path because Deshaun was the starter.
Okay.
I think they put together an environment that they thought was probably better because maybe Jameis played a little bit more like Deshaun. A little more mobile than Joe.
Why would you give up on a quarterback that gave you more success than most quarterbacks that have?
And because they thought he was at the end of the line, yet they brought him back this year.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and I respectfully disagree. Because if they would have truly thought he was at the end of the line, they never ever would have brought him back this year. I don't. And so here is if the front office or the coaching staff or whoever's making decisions over there was so fragile that they wouldn't bring Flacco back, perhaps because of the competition for Watson a year ago.
I don't see it.
They're trying to make
it a better situation for Deshaun to succeed in, I think.
Okay. I'm not buying what you're saying, but that's okay. I wonder what happens. What happens if they decide, okay, Joe, we're going to step away and Gabriel or Sanders jumps out there and has success? What happens then? God forbid Gabriel or Sanders has success and that they think that they could be the quarterback of the future and that they could use those picks next year to rebuild the offensive line, get an amazing defensive player. I mean, there are a million different things you could do with those two picks other than have to draft a quarterback. Are they causing themselves a headache if Gabriel or Sanders has success out there?
No.
And I say that based on the fact that, and this is, again, my theory, not yours, Jeff, that there's a reason Flacco wasn't here last year. I look at this whole situation, and I kind of sit here and wonder, and just, I just wonder. I wonder. But if they win this week, it's going to change things. The other part of the problem I have is something that I said in the last segment. If they make a field goal in game one, nobody feels like this. They're 1-1. And they got beat by the best team in the NFL.
Or if you hang on to a pass or two.
It's how fragile it is. It's exactly how fragile it is. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is going to join us here in a moment. If you're on the phone lines, hang on. 216-474-0092. We'll get to you in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.